Okay, so I remember when I first leaned by Midbar, however many years ago that was. Yeah. Yes, it's my birthday, and therefore Bar Midbar is my memory for Russia. I know, but it happens to be this year. It works. I remember I was like, you know, and I was trying to figure out, like, oh, what Dvar Torah will I give at my Bar Mitzvah? I'm like, oh, should I give it from the Parsha or should I give it from the Haftarah? If you know anything about the Haftarah, you don't ever speak about the Haftarah in of Bamidbar, because...
Another
with the same numbers? No, it's not. It is Hosea. It is the latter half of the story of God telling him to marry a prostitute and have illegitimate children. It's not exactly... right? That's not like... You know, that's not what you jump on as your Dvar Torah ever. It's a different story. It's a great book. So why is this the Haftarah for Bamidbar? Not actually this year, obviously, because of Rosh Chodesh. But,
you can't do this.
What?
This is my Dvar Torah for this week.
What?
Oh.
I'm good. What about the Haftarah for the Parsha? Why it's Bamidbar?
No, sorry, actually, Rabbi, so you can turn that into only one idea.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah. I will say an idea, and Yoshua can come with a different one.
One idea.
By the way, it's not the Haftarah for this week. It's not the Haftarah for this week.
That's what I said also.
Because of Rosh Chodesh.
That's the idea he was talking about.
What?
Well, he didn't make no rules.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyways, so why normally is this? And I will try to avoid the idea that Yoshua is thinking. I don't know what he's thinking, right? So why is it probably the Haftarah? That's very hard to figure out, but probably it's because of the first pasuk. The first pasuk, this is not Perek Aleph, when God tells Hosea to marry the prostitute. It's Perek Bet, when... Correct, and he says, and it's the reconciliation where after Hosea says, you know, I don't want to divorce my wife, Hashem says, aha, you see that even if your wife is adulterous and your children might be illegitimate, you still emotionally tugs at you, and therefore I don't want to give up on it. And then in that context, so what does the pasuk say? So it says, Vayam Mispar Bnei Yisrael Kechol Hayam Asher Lo Yimad VeLo Yisafer. And the numbers of the Jewish people will be like the sand, who cannot be counted. And instead of saying, you are not my nation, which was what they named, you know, Hashem made Hosea name one of his children, right? Lo Ami. Right? Lo Ruchama. Right? No mercy. Yeah, exactly. It's a wonderful book. Absolutely wonderful book. So that's presumably what it is. Now, Chazal note that there's a problem. Right, which is right. This is very Chazal thinking, but the Gemara in Yoma Chafed Amid Bet says, "What's the problem? What do you mean, Asher Lo Yimad?" No, that's not their problem. Asher Lo, right, that doesn't bother them. That doesn't bother. What bothers them is, what do you mean they can't be counted? That we indeed count Jews; they are countable. Right. So, and that is the theme, obviously, that they're picking up on in Bamidbar. We obsessively count. So Chazal give a few answers. And in certain of the Midrashim, you see the way in which Chazal were directly connecting it to this Parsha, which is probably what the person was thinking, whoever it was, who decided this should be the Haftarah. So the Gemara gives one answer, which is, and the Gemara brings this in the context of the Isser to count Jews. The Gemara says, one is, kan bidei adam, kan bidei shamayim. People cannot count human beings, or... They will not, either they can't, right, or they are not allowed to, right, both of those are true, hopefully, but God can. Right? That's one possibility. Another is, it depends. If you're righteous, so then the Jews will be innumerable. If you're not righteous, you will be innumerable, right? I will be able to count you. Now, the Midrash Rabbah in Bet Yudchet gives... another possibility in the Midrash Rabbah is the Rishayim Yesh Lahem Mispar, the Tzadikim Asher Lo Yimad VeLo Yisafer. The Rishayim are countable. The Tzadikim have no number. Number. What are Chazal getting at? Presumably in these answers. Right now, it's hard to say that literally. You know, human beings could not count them. Right? We know, like, there is a census of the United States, which is many times more than the Jewish people have ever been. Right, and China, I assume, has some sort of census. Right, you know. Whatever, and you know, China's is probably more accurate than ours, right? You know, what? Also, just the country is in charge, like is just anyways. So I think the pshat, right, is Amora is at the. You can get a hint from the version of this that appears in this Bamidbar Rabbah. So the Bamidbar Rabbah says as follows: Davar Acher, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Lehem Mispar. Before God, they have a number. Shenemar Vayam Mispar Bnei Yisrael. Aval Lifnei Basar Vadam Ein Lehem Mispar. But to people, they have no number. Shenemar Shloim Mavelo Yisafir. Davar Acher, Litain Lehem Gdula Tiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemenotam. To give them significance, God said, count them. Kigon Kitisad Rosh Bnei Yisrael Kudehem. And this is where you connect to a parsha, very strange. He counted them in order to give them flags. Right?
What?
But for... Right, to diminish them, he didn't. Right, and then it says, didn't David count them? He said, yeah, well, he wasn't supposed to count them. Now, what is this Midrash, I think, getting at? So I think that what the Midrash is getting at, right, is that, and all sort of these Chazals, is that right, there are different things that numbering, counting can accomplish. Right, you can count... And then, by counting, lose track of the significance of the individuals, right? It becomes a number, right? Right? People lose their individuality completely. It just becomes a statistic, right? And this is the old thing, you've heard this, I'm sure, from psychologists, right? But one person, one child dying is a tragedy. 10 million people dying is a statistic, right? What? Well, it's true psychologically. That's how people are... No, well, honestly, right? Meaning, right? At this point, I think we're all numb to the fact there are 4 million cases of coronavirus and hundreds of... Like, I don't... At some point, it doesn't mean anymore. Like, we can't even relate to it, right? We can better put a finger on, the number of, there were 270, whatever it is, people who died in Israel from it than, there are... that we're like, okay, 270, we can sort of imagine that means you sort of have a grasp of that. But once you start talking these big numbers, we can't count it. And I think what the Gemara and the Midrash is getting at is that if you think about the different answers, one is if they are Rishayim, right, so they are countable. Now that you could just say that, there won't be as many of them. Or you could also say, no, if they're Rishayim, they don't deserve it, right? Then, they deserve to sort of lose their identity being reduced to a statistic. Right? If they are tzaddikim, right, then right, they surpass that. Or to say that, look, God is capable of counting. But people shouldn't count. Why? Because God can count individuals and count large numbers but still be cognizant of the individual. Human beings, at some point, when you deal with big numbers, they lose track of the individuals. And I think the Midbar Rabbah is getting that as well, right? That when did... Right? The only time that Hashem really said count them is when there was a particular function which simultaneous, right, that there was a reason to count them, but think about the Degel. He counted them for the purpose of the Degelim. I think what the Midrash is getting there is if you're counting them in a context that's going to maintain their identity, so then I can let human beings be involved in counting. I mean, you'll count them, but they won't become a blob because you'll count them in order to determine how they will construct new identities, where you're not going to just let them become, right? If you're just counting everyone, that's problematic. But if you're counting them, as we've talked about for the last few days, to the digalim, right, so that already, you're going to count them and give them the significance they deserve and the different identities that they have. So then, that's sort of partaking of the way that God counts people, with his ability to both recognize that, yes, there may be millions and billions of people, but those are millions and billions of individuals, not a meaningless statistic. Right, and if you think about the way people have tried to commemorate things like the Holocaust, right, they try to do this, right, because 6 million becomes a number, right, and that's why, you go to Yad Vashem, right, they have, that book that just says, right, Jew, right, and just has, 6 million times the word, just to try to remind you, right, human beings, once you get to two big numbers, we can't function, right, we're not capable of viewing 6 million, or really any number, right, as recognizing the distinct parts. But what I think the Midrash is getting at is that sometimes Hashem says, well, you can count, but only if you count the way I count, which is able to see the big picture without losing recognition that people are individuals. And I do think that that's part of why there's an Isser in general to count Jews directly, right? That's the context of the Gemara that quotes this Pasuk in Yom HaChavbeis, which is the Isser of counting. And I think you will see some of these themes if you think about the census of David. Right, right. In the census of David, it's very clear that he doesn't care about the individuals at all. Right, it's like, I'm king, I want to know how many people I have, and that's what leads to the magefa. Right, if you start relating to people like that, right, that's what causes catastrophe. You start thinking of people just like, hey, I'm king, I got a lot of people, start to tell me how many they are. Right, there's no emphasis, it's just the om, I want to know how many people I have in my om. Right, and you get that, and that's the prohibition. Right, sometimes the Midrash knows we count, but we count indirectly, we count in ways that force us to remember that counting people to get to some total is unnatural. It runs against the nature of human individuality. Okay, those are some thoughts on a little bit on the Haftarah.